Your evening newscast is brought to you by Tri-County FS Lawn Care. Now is the time to call Tri-County FS Lawn Care to schedule your custom lawn application program. Offering installment plans and online bill pay, your lawn can be the best on the block. Call 618-498-5534. MCT rewards Glenn Carbon Man for providing a video leading to an arrest. I'm David Olenbiddle. Here's what you need to know. Two Madison County Trail vandals have been apprehended thanks to a video provided by a Glen Carbon resident. Madison County Transit officials, the Edwardsville Police, and Madison County State's Attorney Thomas Hain saluted a Glen Carbon resident, Loren Strom, this past week for the efforts to capture two who have been vandalizing the trails. In a brief presentation, MCT Managing Director S.J. Morrison presented Strom with a reward check for $1,000 for providing information that enabled the EPD to identify the two individuals. Details and a photograph can be found online at riverbender.com. Illinois American Water gave an update today about road closures in Alton due to sanitary sewer work. Karen Cotton, a spokesperson for American Water, said it was expected that some challenges would occur. The contractor has run into those, of course, as they've started excavating on 3rd Street, one of the busiest areas in Alton. Work includes over 6 miles of sanitary sewer main being installed in the Turner Tract, Shields Valley, and Piasol Valley areas of Alton. The project includes almost 5 miles of sanitary sewer main. Details are online at riverbender.com. Arby's has launched an $11.5 million brand revitalization of 32 Arby's locations across the St. Louis area, including the Jerseyville location at 1302 State Street. Arby's renovations will continue to be completed throughout the remainder of this year, leaving each restaurant with a fresh, new, and improved look and feel. The brand revitalization will reinforce Arby's commitment to Western Illinois and Eastern Missouri, adding over 500 jobs into those economies. Metro Community Church in Edwardsville has released information about incidents shared with local police departments of several reported instances of persons associated with the church receiving texts from someone impersonating the lead pastor. The church in a release said that these texts ask that a gift card be purchased and sent to the pastor for the purposes of giving to people in need, but you would be reimbursed at a later date. Then pictures of the gift card information would need to be shared. These texts end with the signature of Seth Connerly, the head pastor. Local police departments are investigating the scam. Edwardsville senior girls golfer Nicole Johnson and her freshman sister Rachel continued their hot start as the pair shot an incredible 13 under par 58, winning the Alton Kickoff Scramble. That was a tournament played Saturday at Rolling Hills Golf Club in Godfrey. Nicole Johnson was coming off a win at Hickory Point Golf Club in Forsyth from Friday, firing a 2 under par 70 win there. The Prep Tour Showcase Tournament was the event on Saturday. More information on these two young athletes can be found online at riverbender.com. This newscast was made possible by Tri-County FS Lawn Care, riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local.